dead dog, actually a dead Alsatian, as I understand it, was wrapped up in blankets and such and dumped into one of our local closing banks and stuff, just next to the bottle banks here in Canada some time ago. And like, obviously, this is not the place for this. It's actually shocking stuff, to be quite honest with you, when this has happened. But this is the, you know, somebody took liberty, took it upon themselves to drive there, wrap up their dog or such, throw it in the air, went a great effort and length to do this, like, instead of just, I don't know, it's looking hell, like, you know, the normal thing, just get a shovel and a spade and bury the poor animal somewhere about your house or your land. If you don't have land, obviously go and there's other channels in place then to do that. If you don't have land yourself to do that, there's other various channels. There's even a dog crematorium and that going there now as well. There's proper disposable manners anyway to deal with a dead animal as such. No, as a dog, if you don't have means yourself burying it, like, obviously like everything else, a dog, a sheep, whatever, they go to there's channels in place for that. They go to the cabin or wherever that, like, animal disposable there for that, in place for that. You know, and it really just highlights the whole dumping issue going forward, Michaela. There's so much dumping going on at the minute. Along our roads is serious, like, with bags of rubbish. Like Sunday night there, I was, myself, I lifted a glass bottle off the road, off the N56 actually, broken glass bottle. Again, plenty of bottle banks, plenty of can banks in our town, spring banks, etc. No need for this. That bottle again, like I said, could have easily caused an accident or at the very least lead to punctures. People going about there with cars, low profile tires on them, plenty of cyclists about, horse riders about there, walkers about, runners, you know, and the horse riders, the walkers, the runners, the cyclists, this is, if you notice when you're on the road, this is where they tend to be. They're on more or less the side of the road, the edge of the road. This bottle in question, it was on the edge of the road, just on top of the yellow line, so it was unavoidable. It was unavoidable for that, for anybody who was on that road on the N56 on Sunday night to miss that, like. And it's just a time to appeal to everybody, Michaela, to stop the dumping. There's no need for it. There's plenty of collection companies now. Bins, it was probably never more reasonable to get rid of, 10, 11 year old, to get rid of a bin, like, household bin. And that would hold quite a lot of stuff. As I say, back to the bottles, the bring banks, they're pretty much in every town readily available, like, so. It just goes beyond belief when this is happening. Then, as we say, then the dog, then obviously being dumped in, was just the madness, complete madness, all I can say about that. No need at all for that. Like, that was just complete madness. But anyway, somebody in their ideology went there and done that, and we'll never know who done it, but now, but it's been done anyway, and it shouldn't have been done, and I totally condemn it. And we'll certainly ask going forward that anything of this manner never ever happens again. And just for people that are minded to dump, just please desist from doing it, and think of the people that are tidying up after you and everything else are going up after you.